from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tour de Delco in media for Dining Under the Stars. We're going to shut down State Street at 6 o'clock. Dine outside in the heart of media. Details at visitmediapa.com. And we've already had a couple of people stop by to try to get in the Fantasy Football League.
Yes. Okay.
So the afternoon show Fantasy Football League, we're giving away one spot today. If you stop by, say hi to us. We're right in between Spasso and La Katrina outside in media. We'll put your name in a hat. We will draw one of them. At the end of the day.
That's right.
So I'm hearing this is a big deal on Wednesday evenings.
Yes.
Big
yes.
deal out here.
Yeah. 4,000 people come.
4,000 people.
Yeah.
A lot of shops. Yes. All types of different stores you can go into.
A lot of Ike juice.
Well, yeah. You got a lot of little bars out here, yep. restaurants.
Yep.
Different businesses.
My brother used to work here when it was a different restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a busboy or he worked in the kitchen or something.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
This is a cool restaurant, too. I'll definitely be back.
Yeah, it's media is, it's almost too good to, like, you know, it might be pushing to that Radnor. Villanova.
Are you saying the media?
Are you saying it's too nice over here? Is that what you're saying?
Media was not like this when I was a kid.
Media's lost its Delco-ness?
Well, I think
once again, Spike, everyone wants to be Westchester.
No, yes. I think no.
Everyone wants to come to Chester County.
Well, Westchester's way overrated. I love Westchester, way overrated. Here's my
until tour to Westchester.
I think what I'm doing is just realizing that Delco has grown beyond the original.
Yes.
Villanova still doesn't count, but Delco has grown beyond, you know, what it was when I was younger.
Now, listen, my wife would love this area.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I'll definitely be back.
The little downtown.
Yeah. Oh, yep. She'll love to run in and out of these stores and do some shopping and all
there
that.
You go.
Yeah, yeah. So I plan on making a return trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ike back to Delco of his own volition.
Yes. Yeah. It's not that far. It's only a 30-minute drive right across the bridge.
Close.
So I was pretty. Didn't take me long to get here.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see myself.
Sounds like Ike's trying to get adopted by media.
Well, listen.
You going to be a Delco's man?
Not enough yard over here.
Yeah, what? Yeah,
what's
true.
That?
Yeah, not enough yard.
Oh, no. There's areas.
There's areas?
Yeah. In the heart of media, it's closer, but you go out a little bit further. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. You get a big yard.
Okay.
You get a big yard in Delco.
Big yard?
Absolutely.
All right, I got two dogs already.
Do you? Yeah, well, I only had one dog when I was here, but had enough yard. 215-592-9494. Where are you at with the Phillies? Do you still believe? The Twitter question, actually, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the afternoon show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. 55% say no.
That they don't believe?
That they don't believe in the Phillies anymore.
Yeah, I mean, listen, coming off of last night, I'm not totally surprised.
It's not the way you wanted to open the series.
Yeah, I'm not totally surprised. And quite frankly, despite my passionate plea about believing in the team and still believing in the team, I am pissed off about the loss last night.
Oh, it was terrible.
I am pissed off about that. So I understand where everybody's emotions are today. I'm just I got to go with it all the way to the end, man. I mean, I really was still believing, at least half-heartedly believing, the Eagles could at least make it to the NFC Championship last year. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a forever optimist.
Well, I mean, all the way to there's more, no more life left.
Yeah, right. Well, you certainly.
In the body.
Yeah, there was eventually no more life left in the body. You got there.
And I've been thinking about that a lot, too, because last year, obviously, I was early out on the Eagles.
Yes.
Right.
And I can't tell if I got blinders on, like a lot of people.
Of course you do.
No.
He said he can't tell if he has blinders on.
Listen, there's too much high level ball knowledge with me. To do the whole blinders.
You're all heart.
Two things can be true.
Yeah,
you got high level baseball knowledge,
right?
And you still are wearing blinders.
Sure,
blinders. You don't know if you have blinders on.
I don't know if I got blinders on.
You don't even want anyone else talking about the Phillies. You're trying to create.
I did text you this morning saying a little too much. Fells?
Yes, he did. And every time he does that, I'm like, oh, he doesn't want us talking.
No. I am a showman first.
Well,
not that I put on a show, but I care about the show first.
Well, he sort of knows where I'm going to be at. He's been working with me enough to know where I'm not ready to go scorch earth on anybody this soon.
Yeah.
But he also knows where you're going to be at.
Yeah, he's worried about me. He's worried about me. I've already jeopardized his relationship with Bryce.
The Eagles are going to be great. You have 100% jeopardized.
Yeah.
We had a beautiful thing going.
Wow. You talked to him once a year before, and you're going to talk to him once a year now.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, he was on the show. Nothing's going to change.
He was on the show twice last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. When was the second time?
After the Chuck thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe we need Chuck. Maybe we need Chuck to reignite the relationship.
Chuck's also an emotions man.
Yeah.
So who knows where he's at with Bryce
right now. That's a good point. 215-592-9494. Do you still believe in the Phil? Scott in Newtown, you're on WIP.
Yo, guys. Ugh. Dude, like, I have so much faith in the Phillies, but that is so freaking annoying last night to see the strikeouts from Harper. Like, I don't even he don't even touch the ball. It's like he's just spinning up there. And then the top four hitters getting nothing. It's like, I don't know, man. The weather is cooling down, and it's like I'm just getting pissed off with the Phillies now. Like you can't have the top four batters do nothing at all. And then like with Alvarado, so I don't want to say I'm nervous, but it's like I think the Phillies are probably what the Phillies are, and we're going to get to the playoffs, and it's going to be a battle. And that's how I see it now. Because
it was always going to be that way, Scott. It was always going to be that way.
I know. And I'll tell you what I am going to do, and this is probably going to help. And I'm going to stop betting on the Harper home run because clearly he's not.
Can you please stop doing that?
So I hope Harper is listening. Harper, I'm lifting the curse. No more betting on your home run. Just go out and have a nice time and hit the ball, you know, and no one's caring if you hit the home run.
See ball, hit ball.
That's all we need. He literally struck out on a ball that was thrown. It was like as low as his ankles.
Yeah, well, yeah, him and Schwarber were brutal. By the way, Marsh has struck out 69 times in his last 160 at-bats. 43%. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's good.
Is it a good sign? Dude. Wow.
And let me say, Spike, real quick, man, I just feel like you've done a 180 on the Sixers, man. This is the first time this week I've heard you talk trash about the Sixers. And like,
wasn't that beautiful yesterday? Wasn't that beautiful yesterday?
Thank you.
Listen, here's what I love about Spike. Listen, my brother, he can criticize him. Nobody else better not criticize him.
I think we all sort of go in and out of that.
Right.
Yeah. But
so, that was awesome yesterday to hear you
be criticized.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I think you know in the short time I've been doing the show, people, the breadth of my Sixers opinions has not been. It's been a lot of like optimism
yes, we haven't
and
seen
happy.
The whole thing. Yes.
And I think depending how other people are is I like to remind people of what else is going
on.
But with the Sixers, this is all. I know there are a lot of big Sixers fans here, and I'm just saying I'm not saying I'm bigger than anybody.
Mm.
But what I'm saying is I have lived through the negative as much as anyone has lived through the negative.
Well, hold on. What does that mean?
I took all those losses, too.
Yes, but
he started in 2012.
Yeah, I'm saying over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 2013 we started the podcast.
Man built a cult.
Yeah.
He
did.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying.
We know you've been more invested than anybody. Maybe more than the Sixers, other than financially.
I've wanted to murder them, you know? So trust me.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Scott. Thank you, man. And Scott, you had to
defend them. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Scott.
Mike, that's okay. Yeah. Can I tell you one? You know what? Like, I'll get back on the Sixers. Like, I'll be all for him because I thought Murray had an awesome season, whatever. But like, the taste of that last Knicks game for me to go to the game. Right? I told my wife, oh, babe, I think I'm gonna buy tickets for my birthday. Is it fine? It was like $1,000 for two tickets. You know, so I had to ask her. Whatever. She's like, yeah, it's good. I'm like, all right, I'll get you a kitten. I know she wanted a kitten. Okay, she loves cats. We have quite a few of them. I freaking went and I caught three kittens because in Trenton they're all over. And
they are.
You caught?
Yeah. Well, I lived in South Philly.
Yeah. So normally we like catch stray cats.
What are we doing?
Neuter them and then release them.
Did we hear that?
Oh, Tucker, it only took 38 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Believe it or not, that was not you, Scott.
I got her three kittens, and she was supposed to get rid of two of them, find them good homes. Mm-hmm. Well, she fell in love with all of them, so now I got three more damn cats, and the Sixers losing to the Knicks. So.
And it's going to cost you more than $1,000 with those cats.
Yes.
It's been a headache and a mess. All right, guys, awesome show. Have a nice day.
All right, Scott. Brother. Thank you. By the way, kitten. So I lived in South Philly for 5 or 6 years. If you ever want kittens, there's plenty of kittens in South Philly. Yeah, my cat. I had a cat at the time, and she always wanted to go out back. You know, we had the tiny little South Philly yard. You know, no grass or anything, but tiny little. So one day, she would always try to run out the back door. And, you know, my cat was pampered. She didn't have to deal with other cats.
She's not a street cat. She don't know the mean streets of South Philly.
So one day, I was like, oh, you want to go out back? Okay, I'll let you go out back. Just the cats were sitting all over the top.
Waiting on her.
Yep, and she came back, and she never tried to run outside again in her life. She learned what was out there. So let me ask you just about the game specifically last night. One of the biggest points of contention, aside from the top of the lineup failed, was about Topper keeping in Alvarado when Alvarado clearly did not have it. Jack, what was your opinion on Thompson keeping in Alvarado in that spot?
I think it's a no-win situation. And I think that we know Rob Thompson's whole philosophy is trust his guys. And I think he was stuck between if I pull him, I might lose him. Like, he obviously was struggling. We know that. But like he said post-game, he's like, I was hoping he would get an out. And maybe if he gets an out there, he can carry that momentum. I think my biggest problem with the Alvarado situation actually goes back to the deadline. Because I think they banked on Alvarado being a key piece of this bullpen down the stretch run. And I just don't think he has it anymore. So getting just Tanner Banks and then your other lefty being Strom, who's also leaking oil on top of Alvarado, like, I don't know who he's supposed to go to there. Like Hoffman was warming up. He all of a sudden, he's sat down. I wonder if there's possibly an injury there. Like, Max Lazar obviously got the out eventually, but also he's coming to bases loaded, two outs, down by one.
Like, against the Braves on the road.
It's a tough spot for a rookie.
Right.
So I think it's almost a no-win situation for Thompson.
Yeah, honestly, keeping him in felt like a Hail Mary to me in that he's just hoping for the one moment that Alvarado is in there, has a great inning, and something clicks for him. Because the truth is, if he doesn't have Alvarado, then they don't have enough reliable bullpen arms at this point in the playoffs. Or, you know, not everybody has, but we certainly don't have what we would want going into the playoffs. So he's better off. I think he was risking the game in the hopes that he gets Alvarado back. I actually didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A gut decision that didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much, I can't nitpick at Rob Thompson for everything. Like, that's just one of those, like you said, if it works there, he gets two things. He looks like a genius as a manager. He's showing confidence in his guy. He thinks that momentum builds over. So it's actually worth it more to him to do it versus pulling Alvarado and particularly losing him mentally for I don't know how long, which, quite frankly, I don't know how much difference it would make.
Yep.
with him right now.
Yeah, I'm a little bit bummed about the bullpen. I would like to see at least the guys that we thought we could count on get back feeling good. The Strom, Hoffman, you know, Estevez is what he is. I think he's fine, whatever. But those two guys, if we can't rely on those two guys, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, you can't rely on Estevez either.
No, well, I...
And I hate saying... How you say it again?
Estevez.
Yes, Estevez.
Yeah.
But I told you guys.
Yes, you did.
I told you.
Austin Hayes.
No. No,
about a
forget about Austin Hayes, man.
Okay.
About what I'd be worried about, which is this team, when they do decide to hit, not as if they hit last night, they didn't hit last night, but when they do decide to hit and it gets to the postseason, I've always been concerned more about the bullpen blowing a lead late in the game.
Yes, I think so. Well, we're definitely...
More than we won't be able to hit our way through a series. I think they get a lead, and we still wind up losing it.
Well, you know what's funny about last night? Everybody's mad about the Alvarado thing. But we only scored one run.
We scored
anyway.
One run. That's why I can't be mad about it. Like, we scored one run.
We scored one run. It was an extra run, right? It was 2-1 at that point.
Yeah.
Yes. And it ended up 3-1, so it sort of is what it is. 215-592-9494. Jerry, you're on WIP.
That's all we needed.
Yep.
What's up,
what up, Truckhorn?
We haven't heard from you in a while, Truckhorn.
I was on hiatus for about 5 days. Now I'm back on the road again. So I'm out here in Chicago getting ready to head to North Carolina. And
I
listened to that game last night. And, well, I'll tell you first thing, Ike, Spike, and Fritz rolls off the tongue better than Spike, Ike, and Fritz. Because you got the professional football player, the professional radio host, and then you got the professional
and then Jack
turning into a semi-pro host.
Semi-pro, okay.
Yeah, semi-pro. He's amateur.
Still amateur.
Yeah, he's an amateur. Yeah, it's fine to say. You know what actually rolls off, you know what, Jerry, actually what rolls off the tongue the best
don't
is just
say
like
no,
Ike and Spike.
Yeah. No, don't say it. You're such a bad guy.
Jack and I both play college baseball. I played semi-pro baseball for about 8 years, so that's where I pulled that out off of.
What do they play semi-pro baseball at? What is that?
Lancaster Barnstormers?
Yeah, all over the place, right?
I
played in the Delaware County Pro League for 8 years. Wooden bats, played with ex-Major League Baseball. I played with John Walkenfuss. He was on my
sounds like a linebacker.
Who the hell is that?
Yeah. He's a Philly, John Walkenfuss.
Yeah.
Walkenfuss?
Exactly. Yeah, he was
on
a Philly.
My team, wow. Yes. So I
hold on, he wound up playing in the same league as you?
Yeah, on the same team. He was on my semi-pro team with Canada Dry back in mid-'80s, or late-'80s.
Can I ask you a question about semi-pro?
Yes.
Now, does that mean you get paid some of the time?
Some of those guys did because some of the owners, there's a guy Parkway, this guy, he paid most of his players because they were a lot of ex-minor leaguers, and he had a clothing business in Wilmington and made a boatload of money.
Okay. Because OG Wade played semi-pro football.
Right. for about a dollar.
Yeah, I semi-believe that.
It's based on the owners. If the owners got money, some of these guys will get played because they played ex-professional ball.
Oh, these teams have owners?
Yeah, like the guys, like team to be a manager or own, and then they're owned by their trucking company. This guy was a private owner, had his own clothing business. Yeah, it was. We had big rivals with this team, Parkway. I mean, there were some dirty players. This is what these guys know. There was fights during games sometimes, and then afterwards we all sit around and drink. So, but that's how it was. It was good. Wooden bats, the whole nine yards. Everything was major league. Except it was a semi-pro league. That's semi-pro
Jerry,
baseball.
Let me ask you this, and this is obviously just an opinion question. What do you think is higher level baseball, Division III college or your semi-pro league?
Good question.
Well, that's a really good question. I still have to say semi-pro because you're using wooden bats.
What if it's really Division II and the SEC at Division II baseball, which was the PSAC?
That is one level up.
Yeah. Don't spare me with Division III. That's where Sirianni played.
Jack, I played NAIA, so you know that was back when I played.
Oh, JUCO. All right.
No, not JUCO. NAIA, 4-year school, different thing. JUCO is junior college.
That's why it's called JUCO.
Yeah.
This is good.
Exactly.
Good.
We're all whipping it out.
All right. So
what are we doing?
Mike played at Michigan State.
That's right.
I didn't play anywhere.
He played at Aston Middletown Little League.
Aston Middletown Little League. Yeah.
That's right. All right, Chuck.
Hi, Jerry. Good talking to you.
My point for the Phillies is last night, dude. The game was so frustrating. They couldn't hit a ball in the ass with a banjo last night. I saw it.
Oh, not with a banjo.
What are you, Justin?
Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Well, my dad said that years ago, and I never forgot it, dude. He would just that was one of his sayings. We grew up on a farm, so that's where he said that saying came along. Is he said that one time, and I was like, I tried to figure it out. I was like, I guess it would be kind of hard to hit a bull in the ass with a banjo because the bull might be running around. So that's where that saying came from my father.
I wouldn't.
No, I think that would be an.
I wouldn't hit a bull in the ass with anything.
I think when it says.
It seems like a bad choice.
You couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a banjo. That's saying you couldn't do something as easy as hitting a bull in the ass with a banjo.
Right, yes.
Yes, exactly. So, all right, guys, I got to go. My manager called me. I'll talk to you.
Oh, you got to go.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Great catching up, Jerry.
All right, but later.
No problem. Yep.
Well, Jerry had to go.
Yeah.
If we
wanted to go, he wasn't ready to go yet.
Yeah. Jerry had to go. 215-592.
By the way, Spike, real quick.
All right, sorry, Chris. Yeah, put you back on hold.
Yeah, hold on.
Yep.
But a lot of people coming up to me recently. Oh, where'd you play Division III?
Oh, like, God.
You spread false information.
Yeah.
Never said I was good, but at least put respect on the Division II.
I do.
Oh, you were good, bro. You were good. Come on,
you were good in high school, and then by the time you got to Division
III. Some
reason
you lost your work ethic, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's questions if it was ever really there.
you were just a talent guy. You were just floating along on talent.
Oh, you were just one of the bigger kids in your league.
Nah, I just, you know.
That's what it sounds like.
Sometimes you just have it. I just had 86, and then I lost it.
Could we get you in a semi-pro league?
No.
Why not?
Anytime I try to do anything baseball-related, it ends up in pain.
What about a softball league?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
You could do a softball league.
It's easy.
Could you throw strikes in softball?
I would hope so. Mm. It's underhand.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well,
I did try to hit fast pitch softball once.
That's hard.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That didn't go well.
Yeah, no. Fast pitch. If you're playing softball, what are you playing fast pitch for? What are you making it hard for?
Well, because I believe I put my foot in my mouth one day. I was on the air, and it was in the summer, and a softball tournament was on, and I think it was a softball World Series, women's softball World Series, and somebody called up and asked me, why wasn't I talking about that?
Oh.
And I did like a 2-3 minute rant on.
Why you wouldn't talk about
it? Nobody cares about women's softball.
Oh, that wasn't a good move.
Yeah, that wasn't. So, of course, you know, the phones lit up with softball players, the women's coaches, everybody else.
And they struck you out?
They called up to challenge me. And Andy Bloom, like you as a program director, you take anything as a bit. And then next thing you know, I'm going up against a couple of girls from one of the local high school teams.
They throw really hard.
They definitely throw hard. I went through a whole practice session with the St. Joe's women's softball team.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the pitcher and the catcher came out. I never hit fast pitch softball, so I wanted to at least get a couple coaching sessions in.
Do you remember when you lost that high school girls team in basketball?
In basketball,
too?
Remember that too?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of let that happen though, Spike.
You think?
Yeah, I did.
They were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
Yeah, it was horse. It was a charity. I think, was it for a radiothon?
Yeah, and
maybe?
I couldn't do layups. It was all jumpers.
Yeah. It was...
Yeah. Yep.
And that was at St. Joe's too.
That was at St. Joe's. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That was no. That was St. Joe's Prep though, right?
No, St. Joe's, because it was the Episcopal. It used to be Episcopal. It used to be that
no,
campus on
right.
City Line.
Yes.
It was
yep,
St. Joe's.
Right.
It was
right
practice gym.
Yep.
It was the St. Joe's practice gym. Well, you know.
Yeah, see, I don't do bits anymore, Jay.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to do all the bits.
Now I do most of the bits.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought I saw Big Justice.
Oh, no. Do you see him
Not
out here?
Big Justice.
We'd have to stop the show. We'd have to stop.
Boom!
Boom! All right. Coming up next, a lot of people are upset about the Phillies. But the guy who might be the most upset is Larry Anders.
Oh, man. That's who we need to talk
Not
to.
Not on the air last night, obviously.
And we might just have to let Larry cook next. So Larry will join us next. We are in media for Tour de Delco, for Dining Under the Stars, right between Spasso and La Katrina. Providence Animal Center is here. They'll only be here till 4. They have a beautiful puppy named Minnow here. Everybody loves puppies. Right? I mean, yeah. Who doesn't love puppies? So she is available for adoption. I will pay the adoption fee if you get here by 4 and adopt Minnow. We will be here all the way. We will be here till 6. Providence Animal Center will be here until 4. Larry Anderson is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.